Translation purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Here in this material world, everyone is envious of someone else. Even in religious life, it is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. Such envious devotees are not completely freed from the material bondage of birth and death. As long as one is not completely free from the curse of birth and death, one cannot enter the Sanatana Dham or the eternal pastimes of the Lord. One becomes envious because of being influenced by the designations of the body, but the liberated devotee has nothing to do with the body, and therefore he is completely on the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy, because the devotee knows that the Lord is the supreme protector. He thinks, what harm can the so-called enemy do? Thus a devotee is confident about his protection. The Lord says, Ye yatamam pabachante tamstadeva bhajamyaham. According to the proportion of one's surrender unto me, I respond accordingly. A devotee must therefore be completely free from envy, especially of other devotees. To envy other devotees is a great offense, a Vaishnav apparat. A devotee will constantly engaged in hearing and chanting Shravan Kirtan is certainly free from the disease of envy, and thus he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Kotet. Purusam Ramacharitam Shravane Upadarayan Anrisam Sya Paro Rajan Karma Bande Vimuchate. O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramchandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. O Magyana Timandasya Chanjana Salakaya Shakshon Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Nama Shichitanya Manobistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svam Rupakadanayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandiyam Shiru Shri Yudha Pada Kamanam Shirun Vaishnavam Sha Shirupam Sakasatam Sakanaraghnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Sabarjana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sakanalita Shivishakam Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bandha Jyatpate Kaupesha Kaupka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvri Vrishabhana Sita Devi Pranamaya Haripri Vankha Kalpatrubhyasya Kripa Sinvayvasya Patanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radhada Shiva Sati Kaura Bhaktavinna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charisamti Namane. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane. Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharane. Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskachai Desatarne Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. To become Krishna conscious means a change of heart. And essentially in this process of changing the condition of the heart is that one must become free from envy. So what is this envy? How can we test that we are free from envy? What's the process to get rid of envy? It's all answered in this purport. And it's an essential teaching of the Bhagavatam. It's a subject matter which returns again and again in the pages of the Bhagavatam, because this is essential. In the preface of the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada writes that advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. So that attitude is an attitude free from envy. That's an important aspect of the change of heart. That, because Srila Prabhupada makes it very clear in the purport, the eligibility to go back to home, back to Godhead, one must be free from envy. In Bhagavad Gita, in the 12th chapter, Lord Krishna gives a whole list of qualities that are endearing him. And the first is Advashta Sarva Bhutanam. One should be free from envy towards all living entities. Because that envy separates us from Krishna. That envy is an obstacle to create a relationship of love. A relationship of love with Krishna and with his part and parcels. So this is a very crucial teaching of the Bhagavatam. When Maharaj Parikshit got the news that he had only 7 days to live, he asked all the sages of Namisaranya, "What's my duty?" And because all these sages were specialized in branches of the Vedas, but they could not understand the essence of the process of devotional service, which is the essence of all Vedic literature. And they gave him different answers, they became bewildered. Until Sukadev Goswami appeared. And he asked that same question. What's the duty of a man about to die? I'm going to leave this world very, very soon. I was in Mayapur. And especially the last week you hear so many devotees leaving their body. That brings you down to earth. That, yes, I'm here temporarily also. That's what's my future. What's the meaning of my life? Modern society is based on this envy. But the society of devotees based on love and absence of this envy. And it's part of Srila Prabhupada's mission, his urgency is coming out of this purport. That we have to become free of this envy. that in Mayapur we had a devotee giving a class that Vaisheshika Prabhu, a famous book distributor, and he came up with that point that said, I have a mantra which helps me in my devotional life. And that mantra is, I live to be corrected. That is a very deep meaning. We want to get rid of this envy and the attitude should be, yes, I live to be corrected. It's like begging that, please guide me to get rid of this intoxication of consciousness. A very deep intoxication of consciousness, this envy, product of lust, anger, greed, that the purport of Srila Prabhupada here answers, gives the definition of envy, or it's at least it indicates what it is. It's based on designations, that bodily designations. It's caused by these designations, and Queen Kunti speaks about them. She says, Shanmaishvara Shuta Shribir Edamana Madam Pumam Naivrat Tatidatum Vam Tvam Akinshina Gojram. Queen Kunti says here, there are these intoxications which makes one mad. It's a madness. Janma, because of birth I have certain qualifications and I think, yes, I'm greater than others because I had a so-called good birth. Or I have more opulence. I'm rich, I'm famous. Or I'm beauty, I have beauty. All very temporary things related all to the body. I have a good education, big titles, and so on. That so that's the cause of this envy. Envy means someone has something I don't have, and I feel very sorry for that. That there is this sage who gave someone a benediction. It's a material benediction. He said, I bless you that you can get everything you want, but your neighbor will get a double. So he was designing a house with 20 rooms and pop, it was there, but then he looked at his neighbor and he had a house which was 40 rooms. And then he wanted one big car, and the neighbor had two cars. And he became so envious. He desired, then he expressed the wish, yes, I want that one of my eyes becomes blind, because then he would harm his neighbor who would become totally blind, two eyes blind. That's the nature of envy. And one who is under the influence of these intoxications, he cannot recognize that he is envious. We see in the Bhagavatam the pastime of is the pastime of Prajapati Daksha. Prajapati Daksha, he was thinking, because he had a problem with his son-in-law, Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva was spiritually much more advanced than him. Lord Shiva is a great Vaishnava. But he felt, because he was his son-in-law, should be subordinate to him. So, and we have in the Bhagavatam that this pastime where Prajapati Daksha organizes his great sacrifice and invites all the demigods and great personalities, that and is very beautiful. He has all these intoxications, great education, great beauty. He has all opulences. When he entered the arena of sacrifice, he was so effulgent that everyone was impressed and everyone stood up. Only Lord Brahma, who was his father, did not stand up, because he was senior. And Lord Shiva, he also did not stand up, because he was completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But then Daksha became disturbed. He says, my son-in-law does not respect me. And then he starts to speak that Prajapati Daksha stands up and he addresses the whole assembly. And the first thing he says, my dear learned and great personalities, I have to tell you something, but what I'm going to say is that I'm not speaking out of envy. That, of course, after that, he starts to blaspheme Lord Shiva. He says, yes, this Lord Shiva, he lives in contaminated places, put ashes on his body from a crematorium. He associates with persons in ignorance. It's a shame. And he has eyes like a monkey. I was forced to give him the hand of my daughter by Lord Brahma. To give him my beautiful daughter Gayatri. Anyway, but it starts with saying, I'm not speaking out of envy. When we went to that part of the Bhagavatam in Vrindavan with Bhujan Prabhu, he said it's like a couple. A couple is in upstairs in the sleeping room, and in the middle of the night they are hearing some noise downstairs, and it's very clear someone is breaking into the house. And the wife pushes the husband and says, you go and see what's going on there. The man takes all his courage and goes to the beginning of the stairs. And it's dark, and he is shouting in the dark and says, "Is there someone down there?" And then it's like silent for a few moments. And then a voice answers from downstairs and says, "I'm not stealing anything." So it's someone who's breaking into the house to steal, but then he says, "I'm not stealing anything." That's the same thing with Prajapati Daksha. He says, I'm not going to speak of out of envy, but this heart is burning of envy. That Srila Prabhupada makes the point, everyone in this world is envious of someone else. But these are all designations of the body. Narada Muni instructs us, Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam, Tatparatvana Nirmalam, Rishikesha Rishikena, Shevanam Bhakti, Shevanam Bhakti, Shevanam Bhakti Uchyate. Krishna consciousness, Lord Shiva says, is become free from all material designations and just engage your senses in the service of the Lord. So here we see that all essential is that to become free from designations. But if one is envy, one is not free from the designations. That's the test. How can we test it? The test is found in Bhagavad Gita. In this verse it's mentioned how every man should act, how to become a human being, means become free from envy. In the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, there also in one of the verses, in the later verses where Narada Muni instructs Yudhishthira Maharaj about all varnas and ashrams. And he gives a whole list of qualities there. And said every man should develop these qualities. And one of the main qualities is free from envy. And to be free from envy, a man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. He meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with that person. If one acts in that way, one is not affected by the threefold miseries of this world. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, everyone in this world practically acts contrary to that. If one meets someone more qualified, then one tries to bring that person down. If one is less qualified, then one ignores that person, that this person is nothing. And when one is equal, then one starts to boost and explain all his own achievements to show I'm greater. That's mostly going on. So if devotees act in that way, with other devotees, that's Vaishnava apparat. That, in the Nectar of Instruction, we have verse 6. It's clearly stated that a person, a pure devotee, does not identify with the body. It's an offense to look at a devotee from the perspective of bodily defects. That another point in the Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada makes is that one should certainly not envy the spiritual master. You have this famous verse from the 11th chapter, Acharyam Avijaniyam. One should know that Acharya is equal to myself. It should be respected as myself and not disrespected in any way. One should not envy him. That so those are the relationships Srila Prabhupada makes here with envy and apparat. So there are a few things to consider in this purport. That first, envy is the qualification of all people in this world, practically. And a devotee has to get rid of that. In Nectar of Instruction, 2 times it's mentioned. One should avoid the association of materialists, because their dealings are based on envy and will contaminate us. If we are in association with devotees, we are free from that. Envy means misery. That it's in fact a miserable state. That it's by that we are creating an obstacle to have relationships with each other, because envy is based on material designations. One sees the body and the defects of the body, but not the person. That but devotees are different. That's what distinguishes devotees from non-devotees. And to become free from envy means association with devotees. It's very important that like first time I met devotees, I was quite surprised that Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Sitaram Lakshman Anuman ki. First time I met devotees about 25 years ago, I was quite surprised because they were very kind to me. They were listening to me. Very interesting. A person full of envy does not want to listen to others or get advice from others. They were listening. They were giving attention to what I had to say. A person full of envy is striving to improve his material intoxications. There's no time for anyone. They have motivations, very clear motivations. So I was used to live in that environment, and then you meet a devotee, and really the idea came up in my mind They are so kind with me. What do they want from me? But I could not find any motivation. So that makes the devotees different. If we are in association of devotees, we are protected against this envy. But it's very important to look in our hearts. Most mental suffering comes from envy. I want this, I want that. You want so many things to achieve in this world. But there is nothing to achieve in this world. That if we are not dedicating our lives to the process of Krishna consciousness, which Krishna calls in Bhagavad Gita the cycle of sacrifice, one lives in vain for nothing. So this life based on envy has no meaning, and it keeps one in this material world. Freedom from envy makes one eligible to go back to the spiritual world. One is not free from envy, one has to stay here. So that makes it a very important point for us to consider in our devotional life. Cultivation of transcendental knowledge is very good, but then there is the practice. Bring it in practice. If we bring it in practice, we start acting as a spirit soul and not a body. Acting as the body produces envy and keeps us here. Acting as a spirit soul is a selfless act of love to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, in the Bhagavatam, in Nectar of Instruction and other places, three classes of devotees are described. And the Kanishtha Avitik Adhikar has still, or the third class devotee, has still this envy in his heart. But he accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's the first point in our devotional service, accepting Krishna as the supreme controller, the cause of all what is. That's essential, as the first step to get free from envy. Because the neophyte accepts the deity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engages in worship of the deity in the teachings of Lord Kapila. The principles of devotional service are explained. Lord Kapila tells Devahuti, yes, while worshipping the deity on the altar, then one should feel the same deity in one's heart, or transfer the deity in one's heart. And that's the beginning of accepting Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, present in everyone's heart, as all-pervading. But here, the point is, and that's the most important point, is how to get rid of the problem. And the solution is given in this verse. Shravaner. Therefore, when Maharaj Parikshit met the first time Sukadev Goswami, he asked him this question which said remained unanswered by all these sages, was the duty of a man to die? And the first things King Sukadev Goswami, the first points he makes is, yes, one should give up sense gratification, striving to fulfill all these bodily designations and to feed them. But then he gives straight the answer. Tasma bharata sarvatma bharvanishvaroham ari kirtafyosis. Yeah, tasma bharata sarvatma. Tasma bharata sarvatma bharvan ishvaroari shotafya kirtatafyasya smartafya shishotabayam. He says, if you want to become fearless at the time of death, you must hear, chant and remember the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because that's the process to become free from envy. One who is envious is always in anxiety that to fulfill so many material desires for the body. But one becomes free from envy just by hearing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have in the tenth canto, the beginning of the tenth canto of the Bhagavatam, there Maharaj speaks it. He's asking Sukadev Goswami, because at the end of the ninth canto, which will be there soon in the Bhagavatam here, you have this whole list of dynasties described. And in one of the dynasties you have the Soma dynasty, dynasty of the moon. And Krishna appears in that dynasty. Yeah. So he had heard that Sukadev Goswami had mentioned Krishna. In the beginning of the tenth canto, he's asking his spiritual master, so please tell me more about Krishna. I want to know more about Krishna. But then we have Sukadev Goswami. He said, Nrivritta tarser upagiyamanat pasasa takshotra manobiyamat. He says, Nrivritta tarser, are you free from lust and envy? Because if you are not free from lust or envy, one cannot understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nor can one understand oneself. It's not possible. And it says, Nivita tarsera bhagyamat bhava sadak shotva manobhyamat. Bhava sadat. Sadak means, bhava sadak refers to medicine. Did you take your medicine, he says. And what kind of medicine? Shotra mano biramat. Hearing about Krishna and remembering, becoming absorbed in Krishna. So that is the medicine. And by that we become free from envy and become eligible to go back home to Godhead. So, these are essential teachings. Recognize in our own hearts to what extent we are envious, that to become free from envy, means to become humble. This is the formula of Lord Chaitanya, that become more humble than a blade in the grass, a blade of grass in the street. Everyone trembles on it. Means tolerating, more tolerant than a tree. Don't ask any honor for oneself. We don't want honor for the body. To be praised, you did that and this. Everything we do is in fact done by Krishna. We are only desired that. So this is in that state of mind one can come in contact with Krishna. Krishna is his holy name. To come in contact with the holy name requires to have these qualities which are showing that we are free from envy. That this is very essential in our devotional life. Very important point to consider. Prahlad Maharaj, he became an object of envy for Hiranyakashipu. And that was the problem. But Prahlad Maharaj was completely free from envy. He explained to his father, he said, Tat Sadamani Surya Varadainam Sadasmit Vishyant Yam Isagat. Anyway, says to his father, give up this mentality of greed and envy. That go to Vrindavan, to the forest of Vrindavan, that and engage in activities of Krishna consciousness, of hearing, chanting, so that is a teaching of Prahlad Maharaj, because this envy creates a separatist mentality. If you say I'm a man, you are separating yourself from all women. That if you think yourself learned, you separate yourself from all those who are, in your opinion, not learned. That all bodily considerations, that the process of hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna is so powerful that we can easily give it up if we come to the stage of really become absorbed in Krishna conscious activities in service. But because great devotees, what do? Machita, machata, prana, bodha, jantat, prasipram, kata, yanta, samamni, tyam, nitya, yukta, prasati, yeah. They always engage in conversing about Krishna in his pastimes. So that's the process of becoming purified and free from envy. Thank you very much. Any questions, comments, corrections?